KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh my goodness. I'm rushing in the door today. Everybody, Shannon Sebastian here. Welcome to your Q. And it's Thursday, and I got my partner in crime in here with me again on a roll.
Well, it was hard. I'm going to tell you, it was hard. It's just darn good luck, that I got a hip that don't work, or I would have been on the golf course. My Lord, what a day.
It is a nice day.
Oh, this morning I had to go over to the coast to see a ranch client over there, and man, the wind was howling, and then come over here, it was like May. It was, what a day. Sad part is, there's going to be a gully washer behind it.
It's coming.
The good Lord kind of teasing us every once in a while, make sure that we're still awake.
Yeah, like wiping out roads and the coast is getting hit hard. So glad you're back safe and sound. I kind of want to get right into it today.
Jump in?
I kind of do.
Well, she's excited, folks. Let her rip.
Okay. Well, I actually am, I'm about business today.
All right. Let's get her done.
Okay. So normally we talk about all things wonderful. This is your cue, which stands for celebrating, uplifting, educating. And we're putting a big E on the education, y'all.
You're going to go E, and because we might be getting a little political.
Hot choices.
I will try to control myself. You know how it is when I get up on my soapbox. So I'll try.
Yeah, you hear about it at the co-op.
Oh, Lord. Yep, and then I'll try to keep our guest in check here, too. So why don't you introduce who we're blessed to have with us today?
I'm glad to do it. So we have Abigail, or Abby. And Malik, and she is a leader with extensive experience navigating. Okay, this is a really good.
You don't have to read all that.
Okay, I like it though. Navigating personal and community crises to find paths of hope and provision. So a lot of people know that Abby has been involved with the Archie Creek fires and, oh my gosh, so many things. You have a laundry list of things that you've been involved with.
Well, it's really fun because Abby is my cousin-in-law, so I kind of know a little more of the background. And it's really neat, her story, and I wish we had 3 hours to go over it. But Abby was just, and I don't mean to demean anybody when I say just, but Abby was just another Douglas County citizen, taking her kids to 4-H and, just kind of dealing with our own personal problems and
life.
Yeah, and life. Mm-hmm. And then she was blessed, and I don't know how in the world the Lord put it on her heart to go back to Washington, D.C. on that January 6th that some folks are really painting as an evil thing. And to basically sum it up, to hear how that was inspiring for her and changed her and made her a servant for. She's always been a servant for the Lord, but now she's a servant for our community. So welcome to our crazy little show.
Well, thank you very much. That was a very nice,
very
nice introduction.
Well, when we were doing Measure 114, because I do have to share that is your transition, and I had kind of spearheaded the town hall on that. I was like, I'm not a political person. This isn't me. This isn't my comfort zone. And you're like, I wasn't either until the day I was. And so I don't know. I just, I love to know how people have if I've made an impact in people's life and I just want you to know, you gave me a smidge more bravery to pull that off that day. So, that's what I love is about women empowering women or people empowering people, whatever gender it is. But that was impactful for me because I was kind of on the what am I doing this train? And we pulled it off and it was excellent.
Well, in this life, we can either, decide that we're going to be a victim, and that means things happen to us. Laws are passed, people are elected, things happen, and even if I vote, it doesn't really matter, and you can choose to be a victim, or you can be a warrior for change, and that's what Abby's done, and, understanding that it all starts with the individual And believe me, I'm kind of worried because, like I said, she's my cousin-in-law. I think she may be dragging me into stuff that maybe I did, you know.
She's trying.
So, yes, I am.
So, Abby, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, absolutely.
We're glad to have you. And so we're going to actually just do some, I'm just going to call them hot button topics,
sure.
Or we're just going to talk about a few topics today, not just one. And so we might bounce around a little bit. So stay with us if it's something.
Stay with us. There's
yeah,
no
just
something.
Stay with us. Yeah.
So this, we're going to, you know, Abby's an incredible source. So she's takes the time to learn about these things. So why don't you jump right in on like measure 114. Where are we at today?
Okay. So 114 passed, as unfortunately we know, very small margin. I think very small, maybe 1.5%. And I think a lot of people didn't realize what the implications really were until after it was passed. Like I've mentioned before, my husband, who's a law enforcement officer, when he's on duty, his duty gun is obviously, it's legal, but with this new law passing, when he drives his off-duty car home in uniform and duty belt and everything still, oftentimes he sees people on those back roads that are, you know, drunk drivers, people stealing off of private property in the rural area, and so he oftentimes will stop on his way home off-duty. And now that gun is illegal, according to the Measure 14 the law, the way it's written.
You know, and that's scary. So, I mean, if you talk to any of our law enforcement officials, yeah, they may work an 8 or a 10-hour shift, but they are law enforcement 24/7. Mm-hmm. And Abby touched on an important point that, if this measure was allowed to go into effect, yeah, you can have your weapon on duty, but as soon as you punch out, sorry, you're breaking the law just like every other Joe Blow American.
Which is actually most firearms in Oregon, if it applies. But so yeah, there's 5 lawsuits currently. 4 of them were initially, I think the initial emergency injunction was denied, but they have a February 22nd, 23rd hearing for. And I believe all 4 lawsuits are kind of joining for pre-trial issues. They've got a new attorney on the OFF, which is the first initial lawsuit that was filed. And so they're, I think, pretty excited about that. And some more declarations have been added by additional law enforcement, current and retired, and other groups, agents, organizations, and experts on firearm history, stuff like that. So they've been adding to those lawsuits. And so the next big date for those initial 4 is February 22nd to 23rd. Those are all federal suits. And the 5th lawsuit is the state suit that was filed, and it's been heard in Harney County.
Thank the good Lord.
Yes. And so far, they have, he granted the emergency injunction on the magazine ban, and the permit to purchase is the dumb thing about that is they didn't even have a plan. They don't even have a plan. So, like, again, I was talking to my law enforcement husband, like, they don't have a paperwork to fill out. Mm-hmm. And then they're supposed to take someone in who doesn't have a gun yet because they can't purchase it to a gun range and see if they can. So then mm-hmm. they have to devote an officer for that. So who's going to pay for that? So they don't have the funding figured out, the paperwork figured out, anything for this permitting process that they've pushed through to pass. So I believe that the status is on that. Once that's, I think in March, established when they have a plan, the restraining order is good through then, and then there will be a hearing set within 10 days to then hear that part.
So put that on your calendars, February 21st. Let's get our prayer chain going, mm-hmm. and hopefully get some common sense going here. It's almost too bad that, the way that these measures are, and I hate to say it, but we the people are being conned into passing these things. It's too bad that we didn't have, okay, let's let this thing roll for a year, and then once it's enforced and the people really see it, it ought to be up for a confirmation vote, because I think the drug measure,
yes.
I mean, we know those are total failures, and
yes.
I think they would go down overwhelmingly. So what about the next one that's kind of on the horizon? Was it IP
It was IP 13. Now it's IP 3. And mm-hmm. That applies to hunters, ranchers,
fishermen,
people with any basically anything in natural resources, and it is farther off under the horizon. I think actually I heard today that it was slated for 2024.
Yeah, it might make it this year on 2023.
It could be the general election in 2023. But there are, they get the organizations behind them and the money behind them to run the campaigns, and people say, oh, that'll never pass. And what it does is it impacts the way that people who have livestock, mm-hmm. it impacts the way that they're, animal husbandry practices, and it's going to basically, you're going to not have hunting and ranching in Oregon.
Well, and I think that, even as way down the horizon, the thing that we want to get out to people is, when you go into the fairs, when you're going to spring festivals, there's going to be petition gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
And please just don't sign your name without understanding what you're signing.
That is the thing, is that they got to get the signatures to get it onto the ballot, because right now it's the IP, so it's an initiative petition. So they're in the signature gathering stage. And, you'd think, but I'm going to tell you right now, here's the problem. They work harder.
It's called the Animal Cruelty Act.
Yeah.
So it's got a tagline that any pet owner is going to jump on. And last I knew, they did have the signatures. If it went forward last time, they just were revamping things a bit. But
they have they have updated the language a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. But
and made it worse. But like you
I
say,
thought when
they,
I heard they were
going to
revamp it, I thought, okay, maybe they're going to take out some of the crazy. Oh, no,
the crazy. And that's how Measure 114, I think, a little bit got by people, is the way they word it. They make mm-hmm. it sound like it has to do with, gun violence and that sort of thing. And then you don't realize that it's actually applying to most firearms in the state. And the same thing with this IP3. It's going to mm-hmm. it's going to be worded so that, these poor animals, and, nobody takes more care of animals. I mean, I'm not saying there's not a one, some here or there that are poor animal.
But laws owners. Never fix that.
No, they don't. What fixes that is neighbors who call animal control and turn them in. Your animals, these animals are being starved or mistreated or whatever. And that does happen. People report that, and then something is done about that. But no, laws aren't going to change that. And mm-hmm. and nobody provides better, husbandry for, and I believe even for hunters, again, you have some people who don't follow the rules, but they're not going to follow a new law. For the most part, most hunters and fishermen, really respect what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they have care in it.
Yeah, so basically, as an overview, this law will applies to how an animal is slaughtered.
How they're bred.
Treated.
It's all animals.
It's all-encompassing.
You can die by natural causes, period.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you think the price of eggs is high today. If this gets through, you just give up. We might as well turn into be vegetarians, because you won't be able to hunt for your food. You won't be able to. And it's just like Abby just said. We say, this is nuts. It's never going to pass. Well, we now live in a society where, having heroin is
illegal
mm-hmm. and less of a breaking the law than it is a speeding ticket. So. Mm-hmm. Wake up, people. The stupidity is coming down, and they're not going to stop, and they're going to con us again into trying to pass these things. So, and we've got some other stuff to touch on. I know I've kind of rattled here, but I think it's important to have a checkup, because the elections are coming, and they're going to be asking for your signatures. So we need to stay on top of this stuff.
Well,
we
do have
to catch it
talking.
Early.
We have to keep talking about it all the time, because, actually I think they have found that people get worked up about things in like a 90-day cycle. So people get really on fire about a subject, and then about 90 days later, they're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And, what's amazing is how easy that is to be done. It's because mm-hmm. we have, Netflix, we have Craigslist,
we
have Facebook and all that. And so it's easy, and nobody really reads anymore either, is the thing. You scroll through headlines, so people don't really read anymore. So it's easy to see these things kind of fade away.
Absolutely. We get distracted.
It. Yeah. All right. Well, it's time for us to go to break, and we're going to be back with a little bit more here with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's 4:23, and you're listening to Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter.
And we have Abby Malik in the studio with us today. And so we're just talking, normally we're known, we don't do a ton of politics on here, but today's the day, and we're just talking about all kinds of different stuff. Measure 114, IP3, which I just have to say, I do kind of have a snarky comment about that, because today has just been a day in our office. Cheryl is reading internet stuff.
Uh-oh. And folks,
and firing me up.
She's normally a headline reader.
Yeah.
So when she starts digging in, it is not a pleasant place to be.
No,
she gets P.O.'d.
I said, Cheryl, you're firing me up for today's show. Bad idea.
Oh.
We should do a shot of something.
Yeah.
Calm the nerves.
Yeah, break out the fireball.
But this IP3 is all talking about treatment and the best treatment of animals and not treating them a certain way and not doing artificial insemination, because that would under this IP3 would be considered sexual assault and a chargeable offense.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't know about that.
A minor.
Yeah.
What was that?
I think I read today a felony if it's in front of a minor.
Oh yeah, it's even worse if you are if you're teaching your 4-H kids or your FFA kids, then it's even a bigger, it goes up another degree. So anyway, it's just, it's not only that they're not wanting you to do this, they are hoping to prosecute you for doing these things.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can't have fish ponds at the sportsman show anymore.
Right.
Which those are kind of gross anyway. But yeah, having said that, it's like, it's every little kid's rite of passage to catch
a
fish on a stick and a thing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get that opportunity until they're at the show.
Yeah, and then you try to, you know, engage them in their love of this. But this gentleman that's behind it and wrote it and is doing it from my understanding, he watched like a Discovery Channel type of thing and felt inspired and... Hallelujah, this is happening. And he is vegan or whatever, so he doesn't eat meat and has the impression that we can all live off of what we have in Oregon completely meat-free. We're good to go.
Well,
I'm not good to go.
And
I like A1, and I want my...
Hamburger.
I want my meat.
Well, and that's the thing. If you get to the root of the problem of all the recent measures and initiative positions... The root of the problem is we have people writing these things who know nothing about the things that they write of.
100%.
I mean, and that's the root of it. And so we end up with these things that sound cute and fluffy, that really sound like they're going to do something. But, you know, it's like I heard Lars Larson talking last week, you know, under the drug legalization, that these people were supposed to be cited and given an avenue for treatment. That was the whole thing. We were sold a whole bill of goods to sit treatment. And since this law has been in effect, there's been a grand total of one person who has gone in for treatment as a result of this bill, because, you know, there's no hammer in it. So anyway, so that, you know, that's why we need to get involved. We who know. And one thing that
Or if you don't know, start reading.
Yeah, and one thing our opponents are really good at is uniting into groups, uniting into protest cause. And that's one thing I want to touch on real quick, because we have Abby in here, and Abby's not just a real special person that sits out there and knows everything. You know, Abby came back and actually was the genesis in creating a group of us, of citizens, and you may have heard of it. It's a Douglas County Citizens
Coalition.
I know it has a bunch of C's in it. And it's just us. It's just, it's not radicals. I mean, they may have some radicals, I don't know, but I've been to a few of the meetings, and it's just people like us getting together to get educated and saying, I choose not to be a victim anymore. And so, Abby, real quick, could you touch on the coalition?
Sure.
Where meeting-wise, what's the purpose? Why'd you do it?
Well, so, yeah, after I came back from Washington, D.C., I was
January 6th.
January 6th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. I was motivated to be involved, and with a great handful of people that I'd already been in touch with regularly, you know, meeting for coffee and talking about the things. And we got the idea of starting a coalition. I actually was at one of the commissioners' meetings when they said, well, nobody, the governor's office doesn't really care about three Douglas County commissioners, but once we band together with a group of other county commissioners and form a coalition of commissioners, and we have some, you know, kind of oomph behind our position.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but can you share a moment? I believe that you, back in D.C., you spoke to someone who told you something that became kind of the fire about how one person uniting and, you know, joining with others can have a voice.
Well, I mean, it just kind of like that. But I mean, there was a lot of great things actually that happened in Washington, D.C. on the 6th.
More good than bad.
The 6th and 7th. Way more good than bad. There was way more love and peace and connection, human connection between people, and the vast majority of people who were there weren't even near the Capitol when all the crazy stuff went down. I could see the Capitol from where I was at one point, and I remember feeling, watching it like, this is a really bad show in what I saw. But anyways, no, we were walking around the next day, and it was the monuments and memorials, and it was a lot of the same people were still hanging around waiting for their flight out of D.C. And yeah, we talked about a few things and like what was going to happen next, because things were really uncertain and confusing. And I had a feeling come over me that we were going to be okay, but there was going to be some work to do.
See, Abby calls that a feeling, but we know what she was feeling. That's the good Lord's presence.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so, it was a direction.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't have to be completely PC here. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, basically I got kind of the word and direction. And so since then, there's been a handful of us that we didn't really want to be tied to the government, so we're not a nonprofit, but we're just a group of, like you said, us, just residents of Douglas County who we're tired of just sitting around and complaining about things happening, and try to come up with a way that we could help gather and disseminate information to people and get people involved so that they could take action and feel like they were doing something. And really, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be involved in our local government. It's the most fundamental level of government is your precinct committee people, your school board members, you know, your county commissioner, city council, all of that stuff. So it's what we should have been doing, but you know, we've kind of gotten sidetracked with fun stuff that's easily distractible.
Well, and living our lives, and I've always said our greatest strength as conservatives is also our greatest weakness. And the fact is we have a problem,
we just take care of it.
We take care of it. We, you know, if there's something we don't like, you know, when we lose an election, we go to work.
Right.
And so that's what the other side kind of has had on us, is that they'll band together and raise holy hell, and we will just go to work. We don't go protest and say, it's not my president. We may say it in our houses, but we just go to work. And that hasn't worked. And so, you know, it really hasn't. So we've kind of fallen behind the eight ball. And that's why I think the Citizens Coalition is so critical.
When do you meet, Abby?
We actually have a meeting coming up this next Tuesday, which I think is January 17th.
It is.
And it's down here on Diva Lake Boulevard. We usually meet at the Journey Church building, which I think is 1600 Diamond Lake Boulevard. The pastor there is part of kind of the group of us that has started and kept this propelled going. We've been going for about a year and a half. We were meeting every week. Every week. Anyways, it kind of got started when those vaccine mandates were being pushed upon all the healthcare workers and teachers and all of that, and people were really feeling like on fire. And so we have done a lot of stuff. We've helped the UCC nurses that, you know, if, like for Mariah was at the time, she's starting in the nursing program and she didn't want to, she was pregnant. She didn't want to be vaccinated with an experimental vaccination, and they wouldn't even accept the religious exemptions at first. Anyways, we just kind of helped with that, helped find an attorney for them to talk to. We wrote letters to the UCC president. We've done a lot of things. We've done affidavits for a writ of mandamus filed in the in a state court. We've written letters to representatives. We've gone to the school board meetings, board of commissioner meetings, city council meetings as a group. So,
well, and that's what I would like to challenge everybody that if at any time you felt helpless, alone, and it felt like you were a victim, you know, or a victim of a 114, you're a victim of our elections, that you just go to the meeting. You don't have to step up, and just go to the meeting and let that the enthusiasm fire you up.
It's a great feeling of community. I mean, there's a lot of people that I've met that have been coming that, you know, they don't usually get up or say anything. Sometimes they might shake your hand on their way out, but it's a great opportunity to meet your neighbors and network with each other. And then if you want to do something, we usually try to have some sort of an action item. It's nothing crazy. We're not
storming the courthouse.
We're not storming the courthouse. We're not doing some intricate stuff. So come and.
So again, that's the Tuesday, the 17th at.
Well, we actually have a little subgroup that focuses on election integrity, and they'll be meeting, I think, about 5 o'clock, and then the coalition starts at 6:30.
At where at?
At the Journey Church building. It's Journey at 1600.
Church. Do you have a Facebook?
You know, we don't have a lot of social media because it's easy for people who are not nice to get involved that
That's
way.
That's true. That's so. True.
Well, Abby, we're going to have Abby back because there's more to that that we need to touch on and some other hot topics that we need to touch on. So from time to time, but that's already our segment. We blew through that way too fast. So we're going to be back with the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Okay, we're flipping a switch and we're going to the cutest thing in town. Well, we're going from controversial to cute right now.
No, don't sweeten this up. I'm excited about this.
I am too.
This is actually our first celebrity that we've had on our show since its inception.
Might be.
Honest to goodness, celebrity.
Total.
I mean.
Rock star status.
A living legend in his own time.
There we go.
And so we're excited to have him here today. So I'll let Shannon introduce our guest here, and let's rock and roll.
Okay. So first, this guest is an entrepreneur. He is out there getting his side hustle on and raising money too. Sometimes he does for charity. He does all kinds of all the right things that you do when you get in business. Yep. So
but our listeners who are worried about our future, who hear the bad things, this guest is why you should have hope.
All right. We've kind of built you up, Isaiah. Are you ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, that little mousy voice, and he's trying to give you his big booming business voice, is Isaiah Barnett, who is 7. Are you 7, Isaiah?
Yes.
And what's the name of your business?
Best Lemonade in Town.
Best Lemonade in Town. You know what that tells me right now? He's got more confidence in his pinky than most people do because he's calling it out. I'm the best.
Absolutely.
I'm the best lemonade, and I dare you to tell me otherwise. Right, Isaiah?
Yes.
Yes. We're pumping him up.
So, Isaiah, can you share with us, how did you start your business?
I just kept asking my dad that I want to have a business.
Yeah. You did.
He did. He started asking us for money, is how it started.
And imagine that.
And we told him, well, you should get a job, right? That's just kind of like, yeah. Haha. And he took us literally. And it was a month or two after that statement. And he came out with the plan. He said, okay, I want to open up a lemonade stand. I want you to help me build it. And it's going to look like this. And told us what he wanted. And you can't say really no to that. So Jackie found all the stuff. Mom did. And I went out and helped him put it together. And then we painted it. Started booking venues.
Got the lemonade stand. The official, I'm going to call it the Charlie Brown Doctor's Inn lemonade version stand of it. I mean, it was a shop. He set up shop.
Yeah. And folks, you may remember, and you know how time flies, it may have been longer than this, but he was in the paper. That's where I was first introduced to him.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there with his own stand and a business, and he had a dream. And he wasn't happy doing that little stand. So, can you share with us what you're doing now? Did you change? Are you in that little stand anymore, or are you doing something different?
Well, we saved up some money, right?
Yeah.
Tell him that.
I saved up so I can get a trailer.
You mean a real trailer?
Yeah. So he can put his lemonade in there.
So you got an enclosed trailer or like a food truck almost.
So he ended up saving enough through last season that he saved a full $1,000 out of after he paid back everything, paid all of his employees, his helpers, and restocked his supplies. You know, we got to teach him about the differences between revenues and profits. Costs and expenses. He's starting to be exposed to those terms. But his profit, he rolled into and purchased, a trailer. It's an enclosed trailer with a window that opens on the side and a door.
How cool.
To enter it. It's a double axle, and we're going to build it out.
Well, you know, how many seven-year-olds could have a pocket full of cash and not go spend it? You know,
I know the savings is impressive to me.
Oh, absolutely. That blows me away. The discipline to say, no, I have a bigger dream. So what color is this trailer? Have you painted it yet, or will you have any plans for it?
What color is it right now?
White.
Well, it's white right now?
So we got a clean slate.
Does it have your name on it yet? So we're just starting, right?
How we have even touched it.
So he's got time, though, because lemonade season's kind of not in the peak right now. So he's got a little time to build this up.
Yep.
So I heard another little snippet of a rumor, Isaiah, that you might be also diving into the merchandise, having some T-shirts and stuff. Is that true?
Yes.
There you go. Yep. He has decided to try and sell some merchandise to help fund the build-out of the trailer because he was able to save enough to purchase the trailer. He paid $800 for it, which is a fair sum for a seven-year-old.
That's a lot of lemonade.
It's a lot of lemonade.
But, you know, now it needs to be renovated lightly. It's not it's not in bad shape, but it does need to be built out. So he's got one of his shirts on, you guys can see in here, and then he's going to have a couple versions of that available, and they're going to be on collectivethreadsclothing.com, which is a local collection of merchandise from local vendors that's kind of being put together on this new website.
Oh, that's super cool.
So collectivethreads.com.
Collectivethreadsclothing.com.
Okay. Make sure you get it right and check it out.
It's a super cute shirt. I'm going to describe it for everybody. And it's yellow and it's got a cute little lemon on it. A lemon person.
So is he your logo? Cartoon. Is that your mascot there, that little lemon dude?
That's him.
Yes.
And it says, best lemonade in town.
And his merchandise is just being created and uploaded, so it won't be available for about a week from tomorrow, but next Friday.
Put it on your calendar, folks.
Yes. So I feel like we got Dad chiming in here, and Mom is videotaping, proud mom moment
right now. Mom's making
So we got
us
Jackie
moments.
In the corner back here catching this all for, the scrapbook, and and Tyson helping him out here talking about the trailer. So Tyson Goff and Jackie Barnett. So thanks, Mom and Dad. This is super cool to see that you guys are not only, I love the line, get a job, because all three of my boys have heard that.
Yeah.
And get a job.
And all four of my kids, but at 7 or even up to 16 years? Did they?
Yeah.
No.
And yeah. Just for, I guess I want to say, fostering that entrepreneurial spirit and encouraging him to do this. I know that's burden on you guys as well, but I mean, tenfold, this is going to pay its way back. I mean, Isaiah, your smile could get a $20 bill out of me anytime.
Yeah.
So
that's
hey, he lights up a room.
You use the tools the good Lord give you. And right now you're as cute as can be. So
cute
use
as can
it.
Be.
Melt those grandma's hearts like Shannon, these old women.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm okay with that.
So I look forward to seeing this stand. You'll be operation this summer.
Yeah. Get it going by the summer?
Even before we get the lemonade trailer going, he will still operate his stand in the right season.
Oh, good.
Oh, keep it going. My other question is I feel like there was multiple flavors and talking about that. So, Isaiah, can you tell me the different kinds of lemonade you offer?
Remember them all?
Do you remember them?
Watermelon, regular, strawberry, blue raspberry.
Wow.
Red raspberry.
So you're giving a lot of options to people. I would say that qualifies him as the best one.
Absolutely. And I'm
going
to
go
back
old
10
school,
times
new school.
Just to try them all.
Yeah.
Right. He puts a sugar rim on the cup and gives you any flavor you want. It's good.
A sugar rim. I'm
how
sold
cool
already.
Is that?
I love that so much. And so what does we nobody hold us to this podcast or to this production, because after I get in here as his manager now. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
The price may be going up for this lemonade. But Isaiah, what do you charge somebody for a cup or a glass of your lemonade?
Donations.
It's
what?
By donation only?
Yep.
Okay, my 20 just went to
how smart is that?
Yeah. He's got the best business plan.
Yeah, we've got a future Warren Buffett here. He's going to be a millionaire. Hey.
Everybody's going to get him on Shark Tank.
That's right.
We got to figure out your own custom flavor there, big guy.
So are you going to have employees? Are you going to have other kids helping you out?
Yeah.
Put them to work, right?
You already have had some friends, right, help?
Yeah, how many? You had your cousins and some of your friends help you across a couple different occurrences. Paid them for their time hourly,
everybody
was happy.
Was it like a school fundraiser or something that some of the kids pitched in to raise money for something they wanted at school?
Jogathon.
And
new track.
For track.
How neat is that?
Yeah.
How neat is that?
$200 he was able to raise and donated it all to the school for that, just for selling some lemonade.
How cool is that? So not only do we have a philanthropist, he's out there and making our community better, too.
So I have a question, too, because I want to make sure, like food trucks, we need to know when he's opening up this stand. How can we follow you, Isaiah? Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
what's
can,
the name?
Dad, can you help us out, or Isaiah, with the name?
It's just called Best Lemonade in Town, and that's the name of the Facebook page. That's where you can find his events that he's going to be attending or any pop-up occurrences that might happen. That's the main place we share it.
Okay, and then so if you know our Facebook page, we will post his page on ours. So
absolutely.
Please come to our page and we'll get the link, because you folks, you don't want to miss this. He may have the best lemonade in town, and that's great, but you don't want to miss the best smile in town.
Exactly.
I mean,
you should put that in parentheses in the side.
What a fine young man.
I'll buy that shirt.
Folks got to be really proud. You did good, Mom and Dad.
We're sure proud.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be. Isaiah, I know the girls were going crazy for you when you were trying to get into the studio. We had to fight a couple of them off.
Yeah.
He's pretty darn handsome.
Well, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Seven-year-old superstar. The king of lemonade.
So he's already going to need security when he leaves here. He's already pretty famous. But
I guess I'll take it on.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with more of Your Cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. Sorry about that. We're just sitting here chatting with our little entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Isaiah, what do you see in next year for you, for your business, which is the best lemonade in town?
Yeah, what are you going to be doing next year?
So we know you're going into a trailer. What's the other different thing you're going to do?
Do you see yourself doing it more frequently now that you have the trailer versus the stand? About the same, maybe? I bet you
he's being shy, but he's going to use a blender and introduce blended flavored lemonades this year.
Blended?
Oh, maybe we shouldn't have let that cat out of the bag yet. That sounds like big breaking news.
How do you do that, Isaiah? Have you done it yet?
No.
So what will you do? Is that with ice, or can you tell me how you do that?
You take ice and blend it.
With the lemonade?
And the flavor.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a slushy kind of.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, he's going to have to call it an Isaiah Icy.
Ooh.
Something. Ooh. Isaiah's Ice.
That's pretty good.
We're working on something.
He's being a little shy. Honestly, I just need to be fair for people that
happened.
Are struggling to. We kind of talked about beating the girls off with a stick, and Amber here at the news
I'm
review
sorry.
Was, you know, wanting
shy.
Smooches, and we got him all embarrassed, everybody. So
yeah,
he's
sorry.
Being a little bashful right now.
Well, I tell you what, can you imagine this young man when he's, you know, 18, 19 years old, he'll have college paid for, he'll have his own car paid for, all started from a lemonade. He'll probably have his own corporation by that time.
Could be.
He's already wanting to franchise out and run more than one lemonade stand at a time.
Well, first we have to find another 7-year-old that works as hard, because it takes him a couple hours to put his lemonade together, correct, Isaiah?
Yep.
We got to get somebody that can match the smile and the cuteness. So, not sure that's going to happen, yeah. But we can try.
Bring on your friend.
Must audition. Show us your lemonade making skills, your smiles, your dimples, and because by donation, you need it all.
That's right.
Got to have the looks and the skill.
So, Isaiah, when we get closer to summer and you get busy, would you be willing to come back and let the folks know where you're at, and we can have you back on the show?
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming here. It's really impressive, the things that you've done already, and your motivation, your hard work, and it just I hope other kids can take by your example.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. We appreciate you coming on here and spreading the news about what you're doing and your exciting new adventure with your trailer, and I'm excited.
Yep. And folks, don't forget to check out his Facebook page, and again, we'll put a link on ours so you can find him easily.
And then we'll have him back on, like you
said.
Because
I'm looking forward to those Isaiah Ices.
Yeah, me too.
That's right.
Can easily make, you know, upgrade it. As an adult, you know.
Shannon. Okay, those are the things we think about, but we don't say in front of Isaiah.
Today I lost my filter.
BYOB, huh?
Yeah, BYOB to the Isaiah Icy. Isaiah, thank you so much for coming, and we wish you the best of success for the best lemonade stand in town. So we'll have you back.
Go ahead.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you for having me here.
You're so welcome.
You're very welcome.
Anytime.
And a well-mannered young man. You know.
Yes, he's coming out of the bashful again. Yeah. We're getting him back out. The redness has resided.
Next time we probably won't be able to shut him up. But
right, that's true.
You know, the first time out, I was a little bashful myself. So
I love it. So Isaiah, thank you so much. Tyson and Jackie, thank you so much for bringing him in and taking time out of your busy day.
Yeah,
we really, really appreciate
us
it.
With them. I mean, what a joy it is to have him. This has been my favorite business buzz. No offense to anybody else, but you know, this is our hope in the future.
Yeah,
well,
this
thank
is
you
fun.
For your guys' support, and everybody that's listening, please remember collectivethreadsclothing.com. Next Friday, you can buy Isaiah's shirts and help support him.
Help him build that trailer up.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep,
so
the beginning
awesome.
Of an empire. Yeah.
It is, and we'd love to see it happen and love watching it grow.
And
thank you to Umpqua Survival for...
Yes, thank you to Umpqua Survival for actually a multitude of reasons. They sponsored this segment, oh, nice. The Local Business Buzz. They're just so generous and kind. And when your MC forgets to call again, to give you a winner...
Somebody forgot to call again.
They just make it happen and magic, send it to my phone, save my bacon.
And?
Nobody would have been the wiser, but I had to tell on myself.
Oh, I think there have been plenty of people be wiser because I wasn't going to let you get away with it.
That's what I thought. But nobody needed to know. Carlos saved the day.
Thanks, Carlos.
So Carlos and Sean, who answered the phone, thank you so much for saving my bacon.
And you have a winner.
The winner is Sharla Bay.
Another lady.
I know. The ladies are killing it. So Sharla, congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And we will call you and let you know that in case you're not listening. And
I think if they're not listening, it should just go to your co-host.
I know you think that, but... You can also pick that up here at the News Review. So that's where the gift certificates are at, and you can come pick it up here and let them know you won, and we'll get you squared away. So
it's
everybody,
time already?
I know. Just today flew by. We needed a whole hour with Isaiah and a whole hour with Abby.
Absolutely.
Wasn't good planning on my part. All right, everybody. Until next time, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind and go buy some of Isaiah's clothes. This is Shannon and Alan, and we're out.
God bless.